The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God tells us a lot in Isaiah 55, and it's very important to understand that message. Notice again in Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 2, "Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?" God is asking us a question. He says, why do you pursue the wrong lifestyle, our way instead of God's way? Have our ways produced a happy and abundant life? God wants to know, and he's asking us that question. He goes on here, he says, "Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance." My friends, how much money has been spent on education? How much money has been spent on trying to solve this problem and that problem? Has our education or all of the money that we have spent to try to solve our problems, have they solved our problems? Are we a satisfied people? Has our education solved our problems? I ask again. Just maybe we should listen to the greatest educator of all, God Almighty. Maybe he knows what he's talking about. What do you have to lose? At least you should realize that obeying God's word could only make your life better. Verse 1, as we brought out in our last program, said it's free. Yes, God invites us to come to him and live the good life, and God says it's free. There's no cost in a financial sense, but you do have to be willing to give up self and obey the master teacher. You do have to admit that you are wrong. And that is so difficult for a person to do. That truly is one of, if not the hardest things for a human being to do, is to admit that they have been wrong and that they are wrong. Your pride stands in your way. Pride is one of the main things that causes war in the family, in the earth, and keeps you from seeking God and his way. Verse 2 of Isaiah 55 also said, "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good." Yes, live the good life of blessings from God, the abundant life, as Christ said in John 10, verse 10. Notice what he said. It says, "A thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." To listen and to live by the manual book that tells us how to operate in mind and body to our full capacity would give us an abundant life. A life that would educate us in the way of freedom. Freedom from creating and bringing on self and others all the ills that we are coping and struggling to live with. But as I have mentioned many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, we think that we are wiser than our Creator. Now, one of the main reasons we think that we're smarter than God is we don't want to obey Him. We seem to like the blows on the head by just getting up and saying, "Hit me again. I like to suffer. I don't want to change my way. I'll continue to take the blows that I bring on me." Well, that's all that we can do unless we are willing to change our ways to avoid those blows. Isaiah 55, verse 3, God continues here. He says, "Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David." Yes, to give self to God is a path that leads to eternal life, as well as a better physical life in this life now. How much better your life would be if you would listen to God and live accordingly. But we're too educated and too modern to do that. We don't even think God or Christ means what they say. If we claim to be a Christian, we still want to twist, pervert, add to, and take away from God's Word and read our own meaning into it. It seems to me that we want to make God like we want Him to be. Maybe even teach God and Christ our ways instead of allowing God to teach us His ways. God tells us to cease from evil and learn to do good, and you would be wise to heed those words. Isaiah 55, verse 6 continues here, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Now, this sounds like that there will come a time in your life that you will not find God, even if you want to. And that could be very true, my friend, if you continue to turn your back on God and ignore Him until you get in such severe trouble that you realize then that there's no way out, then God just may say, as He has told us in His Word, let your gods, those that you put your hope and your trust in for the most part of your life, let them deliver you. I will not hear you. I will hide my face from you. God tells us that in His Word. He continues here in verse 7. He says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Yes, if you want to get right with God, you have to forsake your ways, and you have to forsake your thoughts. Let him return to the Eternal, and He will have mercy on him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. God is ready and willing, by the grace of Jesus Christ, to forgive you of all of your sins if you are ready and willing to repent and to begin living God's way. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Yes, we should realize that, my friends, we should realize that the way we naturally are, the way we have been reared and taught, is not God's ways and it's not God's thoughts. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. God's Word teaches us how to live, not just to earn a living. And that's what we should have on our mind, is how to live. And if you know how to live, then you are going to be earning your living in a way that's pleasing to God. You will not be hurting others, and you will not be all selfish and greedy and trying to get it all for yourself. But that's the world we live in, because we have turned our back on the Educator, God Almighty. Verse 10, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Yes, God's will, which is expressed in His Word, will be done in your life someday, or you won't be around. According to the Word of God, we won't allow the greatest teacher and educator of all to educate us, at least in this 6,000-year period that God has given man to learn His lesson, that cut off from God, we are doomed. Then once we finally learn our lesson, that our way won't work, God will send Jesus Christ back to this earth to save us from annihilating all life from the earth. And Jesus Christ will establish the kingdom and the government of God on the earth. And there will be a new educational program put in place, which will be based on the Word and the laws of God. God gives us a glimpse of that in Isaiah 11, beginning in verse 9, which we will get to just in a second. Yes, He gives us a glimpse as to what the foundation of this educational system will be based on, and should have been for these 6,000 years that God has allowed man to weave a web of confusion and suffering. God will enforce His programs of pure and right education on this world. Mankind will be taught to live, not just how to earn a living or how to get rich, but he will be taught how to live. In Isaiah 11, verse 9, it says this, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, meaning the entire earth, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Yes, indeed, the earth will be filled with the law and with the word of God, and people will set up and listen to it. The seas are full of water, wave after wave rolling on the sea. The earth will be filled continually with the law and the word of God. There won't be any part of the earth dry of God's word. There will be no drought of God's word in the entire earth. Verse 10, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, speaking of Christ, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. Yes, all nations will seek Christ and His Word and His ways, and they will begin to live that way, and peace and joy and health and happiness will begin to spread the earth over. verse 11, "It shall come to pass in that day that the Eternal shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria." Notice that, my friends. God says there's coming a time that he will set his hand again, the second time, to deliver Israel that will be left from Egypt, from Pathros, from Cush, from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea. We will be in a state of slavery, the United States and the British people, when Christ returns. Verse 11 says, "For the second time." Slavery in Egypt was the first time. God had to deliver his people Israel. But Isaiah 11 and many other scriptures which I have brought out on the Way It Ought to Be program says there will be a second captivity and slavery for Israel. Christ will deliver us when he returns to this earth. We will be in that state because we have rejected knowledge, God's word, and God's law. Continuing here in Isaiah 11, verse 16, "There will be a highway for the remnant of his people who will be left from Assyria as it was for Israel in the day that he came up from the land of Egypt." Yes, as I said, my friends, all because we have rejected God's law and his word that would have guided us in the right path. But in the kingdom of God, when Satan is bound, God's law won't be rejected. It will be the yardstick to live by. And what a peaceable world it will be. Why is it that we, America, doesn't like to hear truth, God's word? Why doesn't the ministers preach straight from the shoulder? Why do so many add to and take away from the word of God? Why is it that this world cannot, or at least will not, believe God? Why do we have itching ears that like to be tickled, like to hear smooth things? Well, one of the main reasons is that this world has been kidnapped by Satan the devil. This world is held captive by the devil to his way. We are so deceived by the devil that we think we are free, not realizing that we are slaves to Satan, his ways, and his world. This world, and that includes our nation as well, is turned upside down. And as much as I dislike having to say it, and I wish it weren't true, but Christianity has not escaped Satan's captivity. It also is upside down. Does Christianity live by and teach what Jesus Christ taught? Or do we, for most part, only teach that Christ did it all for you, and all you have to do is just believe? Why do we do that? Could it be that we are deceived about how and what we must do to be saved? Could it be that we just don't want to live by the Word of God? Well, my friends, it is a combination of these two things. Number one, we are deceived. Number two, we don't want to obey our Creator. We like our way of loose morals. Notice what Christ inspired Paul to write in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19. It says, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in 2 Timothy 2, verse 19 on our next program. In the meantime, if you would like more understanding of proper and right education and the way to be delivered from your troubles and the way to be saved, request our free articles, The Knowledge That Counts and Natural Consequences. All you need to do to receive those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you may go online, log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 603-764.